We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. The first week of March each and every year now is National Consumer Protection Week. And there are all sorts of scams that are still circulating. And I'm thrilled to say that Mike Romano, who is with the United States Postal Inspection Service, is joining us. Postal inspectors really take the lead in dealing with so many of these scams. And in many ways, they're sort of the real lead law enforcement agency for National Consumer Protection Week. And Mike is here in Richmond. And Mike, first of all, thank you for being here.
Thank you, Jeff. Appreciate it.
I want to talk about National Consumer Protection Week, but first, I want you to take a couple of moments. Give everybody the history of the Postal Inspection Service. What are you guys doing and what you have done in the past?
Sure. Well, you know, not many people are aware, but the Postal Inspection Service is one of the oldest federal law enforcement agencies around. Our roots go back to the days of Benjamin Franklin, who actually appointed a surveyor to oversee the mails when mail was actually being moved by horseback and stagecoach. And so our mission has really changed a little bit, but overall, the protection and the security of the mails is who we are and what we do. There's about 1,400 of us nationwide. We are federal agents. You know, we carry firearms, we make arrests, we serve warrants. And overall, our goal is to protect the U.S. mail, its customers, and its employees against any sort of criminal misuse or attack.
So let's talk about how the mails actually are used in criminal enterprises, because it's pretty widespread, isn't it?
Certainly. You know, one of our scams that we like to promote around our National Consumer Protection Week are some of the mail fraud scams. And people are aware of these. These, you know, have happened through the years. In the past, you know, if you remember back in the 80s, you would have seen chain letters.
Yes.
And charity scams and things like that. A lot of this stuff has moved more into the cyber world and email, but it hasn't ruled out the mail. What we find in a lot of our scams is the original method to get a hold of the customer is to contact them via computer or email or something like that. But then the scam will involve the mail in some way, shape, or form. We've
sure.
got to get that money overseas. And, you know, for a scammer's perspective, what better way than to put it in a mail piece and send it internationally to avoid tracking by wire and computer and other things like that.
Oh, interesting point. And I would also imagine that stamps, blank money orders, these are as good as cash, right, if you're a criminal?
That's correct. And one of our scams actually involves, it's an advance fee scam, typically originates overseas, Nigeria. It would be a similar situation where you'd be selling something on Craigslist, for example.
Mm-hmm.
And then they would say you're selling an item for $1,000, and someone will send you counterfeit postal money orders, certainly in more of the amount than $1,000. And they'll say, you keep the amount that you need, and then we need to transfer the rest back. Deposit those into your account, write us a check, mail it back. Sometimes they'll tell you put cash. A lot of times nowadays, they'll say convert it to an electronic credit card.
Yeah.
And then send it that way. And so, again, that's how we get the mail fraud nexus to a lot of these type scams.
All right, so I hear that, and it's not just my law enforcement background, but I just common sense says to me, no, wait a minute. If I've sold you the item for $1,000, why are you sending me the check for $1,400? My red flags are going up, but you're telling me there's still thousands of people who go, yeah, sure, why not?
There are, and especially around National Consumer Protection Week, one group that we really focus on, we team up with AARP, is our elderly population.
Yeah.
And Jeff, while you say you wouldn't do that today, you can't guarantee that you won't do that in your senior years. And we've seen this. We've seen this 1,000 times where people will either it's that type of scam or it's a scam where they're coerced into a situation where they'll get a call that their grandson's locked
yes,
up
yes.
and they want to do the right thing. And then ultimately they'll go and they'll grab a credit card, load that credit card, and then put that in an express mail piece and then, you know, mail it away internationally to a would-be scammer.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, that's a good point. And I would imagine as well with the email version of this, I've seen one or two cases where, again, you've got a senior citizen they fall for it, but they're also, it would seem to me, there's a huge amount of embarrassment and perhaps leery of even contacting law enforcement in the first place.
Certainly. And if you look at the statistics and the ages that fall for a lot of these scams, you'll get the 40 and 50 population, and it'll start to trail off as you start to deal with the senior population. And I do think there's a fair amount of underreporting, whether it's embarrassment, whether it's a lack of family that they can go to. And so a lot of this stuff is swept under the rug. One thing we're doing here in Richmond to combat a lot of this stuff is we're working closely on one of these scams called our Jolt scam, and it's a Jamaican operation linked to telemarketing scams. So where the Nigerians have left off, the Jamaicans have picked up.
Wow.
And this scam usually will start in the form of a lottery. And as you stated, you know, the lottery, yes, I won. Again, you do have some of the population that will fall for that. And this scam basically involves actually putting cash in an envelope and then mailing that envelope. And that envelope might trail to a couple different locations domestically to avoid detection from law enforcement. But at some point, there's going to be a conduit who is going to either send that money via the mail or wire that money over to Jamaica. And we're working time and time again, we are working really hard to combat this type of crime. Here in Richmond alone, I would say over the last few years, we have saved about $150,000 from these senior citizens who are falling victim. And it may not sound like a ton of money, but I'll tell you what, to the people who need it most and have given up part of their retirement and everything else to do this, to be able to get that money back is a very rewarding thing. And we are working real closely with the forces in Jamaica to really put an end to this. Actually, we have our first attaché position in Jamaica. We have a postal inspector working side by side with the Jamaican forces to try and stop the problem down there.
Wow, I love that. Mike Romano is joining us. Mike is a team leader with the United States Postal Inspection Service here in Richmond. We're gearing up for a National Consumer Protection Week, and we're talking a little bit about some of the scams, because they all seem to be sort of variations on a theme, right?
That's correct.
Yeah.
Yeah, you'll see anything from, it's the sweetheart scam. We'll see this in certain areas here in our listening area where someone will prey upon someone who's lonely and say, hey, I want to come be with you. And they'll send them pictures. Traditionally, those pictures are not the actual pictures of the real people.
Right.
And, but again, you've got different various people in the population here that will fall for a scam like that and then say, hey, I'm lonely. I'd like to be with somebody. I'd like to help this person come from another country to come visit me. And the next thing you know, whether they're putting checks or cash or money orders in the mail to get someone to come over and be with them, think that they'll live together.
So let me ask you, the scams that you're describing, invariably, you're talking about people who, in that case, folks who are lonely. And again, you as law enforcement professionals, somehow you've got to get over this hurdle of people who probably don't want to talk all that much about how lonely they were, so lonely that they would stick $1,000 in an envelope. So how difficult is it for you to take it from the matter being reported into a court and get a conviction?
It's very difficult in the first part to build that rapport.
Yeah.
These scammers will take it the next level and say, if you're contacted by law enforcement, do not talk to law enforcement. We are law enforcement. They'll purport themselves to be law enforcement or with the FBI or something else like that.
Yeah.
So there's a scare tactic there. And then we talked about it before. You've got the embarrassment thing that you got to get through. If you can get past those barriers, you start developing the trust. But especially when we're dealing with our elderly population, you want to bring in a relative that's lower. And my experience is they don't. They don't want to bring somebody in, and it's an embarrassment thing, and just leave my family out of it. I've lost several $1,000. I just want to be left alone.
Yeah.
And then you talk about the prosecution of it. Extremely difficult when your scammers reside overseas.
Right.
And actually, you have people who are just helping the scam, but in a lot of cases, they don't even realize that they're part of it. They may have found a job on a job website where they have been told envelopes will arrive to repackage these envelopes and send them all along their way. And when we reach out to all those people in the chain and let them know, hey, you're part of a scam here. You know, you're involved in this whether you want to be or not. And so then we really have to, really look at the burden of proof of, are these people actually complicit with the scam? And so we have to make that determination. More often than not, we don't. But there are plenty of times where we catch people who know what they're doing is wrong. And, we will charge and convict those individuals.
Well, Mike, I can remember watching a video a couple of years ago from Nigeria, right? The Nigerian prince scam, all the rage. There were call centers. And as there were interviews being done with folks in those call centers. And again, this wasn't two people in a room. This was 25 people, as you'd see in any sort of customer service setting. The sense I got, and I've got a pretty good nose for who's telling the truth, most of those people seem to really believe they were part of a legitimate enterprise. They were involved in some sort of customer service. They had a call center job. And the fact that it was all predicated upon fraud was brand new to them. It was news to them.
And that happens, and that still happens. A lot of these are set up in third world countries, and these folks need jobs. And they firmly believe that they're part of the – now, some of them are not.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I agree. There's a lot of situations where they're going and if you looked at that video back in the day, you would have seen old buildings with wires and fax machines.
Right.
Of course, in the digital world we live in now, a cell phone is all you need. And these cell phones have spoofing technology. And so it's not uncommon for you to see 804 area codes show up on your phone.
That's right.
And you know, and the thing we try to tell people right there is, you know, listen for the accent. A lot of these times they're originating overseas, and one of the first questions we'll ask is, if you've been talking to somebody, you know, did they have a noticeable accent?
Right.
And a lot of times you'll hear yes, and so that's kind of our first call sign.
Fair enough. Mike Romano is joining us. Mike is a team leader with the United States Postal Inspection Service here in Richmond, also responsible for overseeing a number of postal inspectors out in Norfolk. As we get ready, the first week of March is National Consumer Protection Week. Mike, give us a sense of some of the other things that people should be aware of, on guard for.
Yeah, so as far as National Consumer Protection Week, we're really focusing on two groups. The one group, the elderly population. But the other thing that we focus on here, and we've teamed up recently, is protect our veterans. This is another this is another facet. What we found is that veterans are twice as likely to fall victim to one of these scams as opposed to the general population. So we're really targeting our efforts on trying to keep the money in the wallets of veterans. They've served our country.
Yeah.
They've done great things. Let's try and help these folks out. So we've actually have some publications that we created with a lot of awareness to, and some of these scams are very believable on their side. Not so much the sweetheart scams, but you need to re-enlist some paperwork. We need your information, so you'll get phishing scams.
Okay.
You know, we need information from the VA hospital, so you'll get that. They'll target these individuals, so it's not necessarily the same type of scams that we've talked about, but it's other scams. So we're really trying to really look out for our veterans and lower that number down immensely.
And it's incredible stuff. Now, in addition to all of the scams, I'd have to imagine that drugs, illegal guns, pornographic material, right? People are still sending all that stuff through the mail.
If it touches the Postal Service, the postal inspectors have jurisdiction on it. So exactly. And if you think after 9/11, when the anthrax letters had gone around, you know, we have teams now. I'm on a team myself to handle dangerous mail investigations.
Wow.
Where we can go in, we can screen a sample and determine if something's hazardous or not. Prior to 9/11, we didn't have any of this equipment. So as I stated, with our roots to Benjamin Franklin, we have evolved. And narcotics, we're on the front line of narcotics. We work real closely with all the local agencies here and the federal agencies to combat narcotics going through the mail. Just like the fraud scams, the white collar. And it's something that people don't realize is, you know, if I steal a mail piece, that's a federal offense, right? Well, who comes and gets you? And when you ask that question, people, I don't know, the local police, the FBI. No, postal inspectors. We have primary jurisdiction over theft of mail. So if your mail's stolen, then, you know, that's the investigation that comes along with it. And then, of course, like you said, other prohibited mailings that should not be in the mail. So we work. And if a robbery occurs, thankfully enough, we don't have a lot of these against our carriers.
Yeah.
But we aim to protect our carriers and our people. So if a post office is robbed or a carrier is robbed, again, we have federal primary jurisdiction over those investigations.
And I would imagine around Christmas time, as we heard about all of the packages that were being taken off people's steps, right? I mean, a lot of them came through the U.S. mail. That's your bailiwick.
And that's correct. And we are working tirelessly to try and combat this. You know, we've recently met with some chiefs of police to try and target some of these areas where this is occurring. Again, technology helps us and hurts us. Technology is helping us in this. A lot of people have video doorbells right now.
Yeah.
This has been a huge thing for us to try and combat some of these porch pirates. And what the message is, again, is more of prevention of get the message out there. Postal inspectors are out there. And if you steal a piece of mail, it's a federal offense. You can go to federal prison for taking a piece of mail off of someone's porch.
Wow. I mean, there's just so much that I think we're all trying to wrap our heads around, Mike. But as we get ready for this, National Consumer Protection Week, first week of March, if folks want to learn more about that, more about the postal inspectors, best way to do it?
Got two websites for you. Postalinspectors.uspis.gov is our main website. We have all that information out there. And then another website that we team up just built for National Consumer Protection Week is deliveringtrust.com. And again, that's a nice website that has videos and all sorts of information. All these scams that we talked about are all real well done in a video format where people can watch the videos as opposed to just reading the information.
I love it. Well, we're going to send people over there. I want to get you back to talk more about this, more about your activities. And as I mentioned to you, we've got a Blue Friday segment each and every month. I got to imagine there are more than a couple of postal inspectors that have done some pretty incredible stuff recently.
Absolutely. We've actually got some of these great cases that we just talked about. Some of these jolt matters actually have just dropped and hit some good media attention. So anytime we can catch someone doing wrong, we like to highlight that.
I love it. Mike, thank you for coming in. That is Mike Romano. He's a team leader with the United States Postal Inspection based here in Richmond. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.